From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, July 27th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board has approved the Leeds and Jefferson Heights Sewer District project. Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said, and I quote, "I'm the fifth supervisor this project has gone through since the town began talking about making the sewer improvements in 2008. The residents of Leeds and Jefferson Heights need this," end quote. She said the proposed improvements include upgrades to the Allen Street pump station, 5 pump station upgrades, and a sanitary and storm sewer separation project in the village's sewer collection system. Davis said the sewer district project is making good progress. In August 2013, an intermunicipal agreement was signed by both the village and town boards allowing the town of Catskill to connect the village sewer system. That cleared the way for providing sewer service to households in Leeds and opened up the Route 23B corridor between Jefferson Heights and Leeds for future economic development. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that Cairo Town officials held a special meeting on Monday, July the 25th, to discuss the repaving and resurfacing of town roads in the coming weeks and months. Town Highway Superintendent Robert Hempstead announced Tuesday that the Frank Hitchcock Road, the Caniff Road, Vernal Butler Road, Ross Rulin Road, Rudolph Ware Jr. Road, and the lower part of Broad Street will be repaved beginning in August. The Pine Tree development in South Cairo will be resurfaced. The repaving work will cost the town nearly $700,000. Hempstead said signs have been posted since April on the roads to be repaved, informing drivers of the upcoming work. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that members of a special commission assigned to come up with pay raises for state lawmakers met in Albany on Tuesday, July the 26th. Following the meeting, the commission floated a suggested salary of $116,900 for elected legislators, up from the current $79,500 in base pay. The governor's pay would go from $179,000 to $263,200. Agency commissioners would be paid as much as $200,000, depending on the size of their organization. The commission did not make a recommendation on whether limits should be placed on outside income by lawmakers. The 7-member commission has 4 months to make recommendations on pay for lawmakers and other top officials. Their recommendations would then go into law unless they were rejected by the legislature. At least one outside observer said he would be disappointed if lawmakers received substantial raises without enacting extensive ethic reforms as well. NYPIRG Legislative Director Blair Homer said, when told of the $116,900 figure floated on Tuesday, and I quote, "This is mind-boggling. A year in which 2 legislative leaders get convicted of corruption, and the only thing that happens is they get a pay raise," end quote. The commission will next meet in early September. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential.
The 62nd Greene County Youth Fair starts on Thursday, July the 28th in Cairo's Angelo Cana Park behind Main Street. The fair's main attraction is the children and their animals, cows, pigs, goats, chickens, and more. There's also a Sunday morning talent show, a Saturday arrival by fire truck from Santa Claus, and all sorts of vendors, magicians, bands, and food. The fair starts at 9:30 a.m. on July the 28th and ends at 3 p.m. on July the 31st. Ellen Gatos reports in the Columbia paper that New Lebanon is the latest locality proposing to rewrite their solar laws after the state made solar farming more profitable. At the July 12th meeting, Town Supervisor Colleen Teal proposed changing the way the town regulates solar panels, signs, and industrial zoning in New Lebanon. Town Attorney Dan Tuzinski said, and I quote, "Some of these solar farms are huge. Do we allow them? If so, where do we want to allow them?" End quote. The board said it will schedule 2 public hearings about regulating solar panels in New Lebanon. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting that gasoline prices fell another 2.9 cents per gallon last week in New York to average $2.34. In the Kingston-Ulster area, the newspaper surveyed most stations selling 87 octane unleaded for $2.17 per gallon on July the 25th, according to the gasoline price website GasBuddy.com. Patrick DeHaan, a senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy, said, and I quote, "I foresee that excluding a major hurricane or other disruption, we are very likely to see many more states with average prices falling under $2 per gallon by Halloween." You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Mid-Hudson News reports that on July the 25th, the Columbia County Health Department began closing its certified home health care agency. Interim County Public Health Director John Mapp said state laws have allowed non-governmental home health care services to compete, and now the county has just 4 clients. The State Department of Health has signed off on the closing. You can read that full story in the Mid-Hudson News.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 89 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 65. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m. There will be increasing clouds with the temperature high near 89 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly cloudy with a low around 68. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly cloudy with a high near 83 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunrise today was at 5:44 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:19 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, about a minute and a half less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 27th day of July, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.